Hi everyone, welcome back to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host Estelle. Do you guys like to watch movies? Well, I do, a lot. And today we're going to talk about a movie which I quite enjoy. It's called Little Women and is based on the 1867 novel of the same name. The film we're talking about today is the seventh film adaptation of the novel and was directed by Greta Gerwig. In the video I picked for today, Greta talks about how she shot the film and the little details in it. I like this video a lot and the movie too. Go check out the video after today's challenge, and you can also find the film on Netflix. For now, let's jump into our sentence of the day. I wanted them to be speaking over each other, which took a lot of coordination, a lot of rehearsal to get this choreographed chaos going. Slower again. I wanted them all to be speaking over each other, which took a lot of coordination, a lot of rehearsal to get this choreographed chaos going. 发音的部分我们首先来看到动词 want 的过去是 wanted。Wanted， 很多母语者尤其是美国人习惯会把 T 的音省略，然后加重 N 的音 wanted。Wanted， 那在把 wanted 和 them 连在一起念的时候呢，可以低夹很轻很轻点过，几乎是省略掉，然后直接念 th 的音。Wanted them， wanted them。再来来看到 coordination 这个字蛮难念的 coordination， 重音放在倒数第二个音节 ne 的地方 coordination， coordination。再来看到 choreograph。Choreographed 这个字也是蛮难念的，要把重音放在第一音节 choreographed， choreographed。再来看到它后面的 chaos， 注意 ch 发的是 k 的音 chaos， chaos。那在念今天的整句句子的时候，除了可以在逗点后面稍作停顿喘气之外，如果还是需要吸气，可以停在 rehearsal 这个字的后面，也是很自然的，像是这样。 I wanted them all to be speaking over each other, which took a lot of coordination, a lot of rehearsal to get this choreographed chaos going. 再来我们来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个字是 coordination，Coordination， 它是名词，意思是协调、调节。来看看例句 ：It took a lot of coordination for all the different teams to work together smoothly。各个不同小队经过了很多的协调，才能顺利合作。那 coordination 也可以表示身体的协调性。For example， I'm bad at sports because my hand-eye coordination is really poor。我体育很烂，因为我的手眼协调很差。那它的动词形态呢是 coordinate， coordinate。要注意在念动词形态的时候，重音是放在第二音节哦。coordinate， coordinate。那它的意思呢是协调或是使相互配合。For example， her job involves coordinating the different departments of our company。她的工作包含协调公司的不同部门。今天的第二个单字我们来看到 rehearsal， rehearsal， 它是名词，意思是彩排、排练、排演。来看看例句 ,The director got mad at her because she was always late for rehearsals. 导演对她很生气，因为她彩排一直迟到。那 rehearsal 的动词形态就是 rehearse， rehearse， 意思就是排练、排演、试演。像台湾很多人常说，哎，我们 re 一下稿的这个 re 呢，指的就是 rehearse， rehearse 就是排练，我们练习一下的意思。我们来看看其他例句。 I can't have dinner with you tomorrow night because I have to rehearse for my play. 我明天晚上不能和你吃晚餐，因为我必须去彩排我的舞台剧。再我们来看到 choreograph 这个单字。 choreograph 它是动词，意思是编排或是编舞。来看看例句 The senator's election team carefully choreographed the rally. 那名议员的助选团精心编排了造势会。还有 The musical was choreographed by a well-known choreographer. 这出音乐剧是由著名的舞蹈指导所编舞的。那它的名词形态呢，就是 choreography， choreography， 要注意在念名词的时候重音要放在第三音节 choreography choreography。 来看看例句， Everyone was amazed by the choreography of the musical， 每个人都被这出音乐剧的编舞所惊艳。那今天的最后一个单字我们来看到 chaos， chaos 它是名词，意思就是混乱。来看看例句， Our department has been in a state of complete chaos since the manager quit， 经理辞职后我们的部门就陷入一片混乱。那 chaotic chaotic 就是它的形容词形态，来表示混乱的、杂乱无章的或是毫无秩序可言的。来看看例句， I have no idea why I got involved in their chaotic fight， 我根本不知道自己为什么会被卷入他们混乱的争吵之中。Alright, now let's go through our sentence one last time. I wanted them all to be speaking over each other, which took a lot of coordination, a lot of rehearsal to get this choreographed chaos going. 今天的句子运用了 oxymoron 矛盾修饰法。An oxymoron is a figure of speech that combines two seemingly contradictory or opposite ideas to create a certain rhetorical or poetic effect and reveal a deeper truth. Choreographed, 精细安排好的，和 chaos, 混乱，这两个字几乎是相反的，不可能被放在一起。但是把它们两个放在一起呢，就让我们更了解，诶，这场戏大概是怎么样的。Putting them together actually gives us a better picture of the scene. Other examples of oxymoron include sweet sorrow, 甜蜜的悲痛，以及 deafening silence, 震耳欲聋的寂静。Anyways, I like the movie Little Women quite a lot. I think it's a heartwarming movie that most girls can relate to. Plus, one of my favorite actresses, Saoirse Ronan, stars in it. I recommend watching this movie. Alright, that's it for today's episode. See you guys next time!